Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up?
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window.
Dun, dun, dun.
I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind.
Bong, bong.
She was my woman.
Damn right.
As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind.
Oh.
Does that mean he's watching her cheat on him?
But yeah, possibly. He's impotent.
Why does he just go to the pub?
He's not literally impotent, but he's in the face...
He's apoplectic with rage.
In the face of a woman who doesn't could take or leave him.
So he's watching his girlfriend cheat on him.
But not literally.
No, that's what he says.
Figuratively.
He's not
peeping in the window.
He is. Did you hear any of those lyrics?
No, I zoned out.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. There's no metaphor.
Oh, right. So he just walks up to the window.
I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind.
All right.
He's seeing them bonking.
What's the shadow of love?
Like the hump. It's the flicker of the shadow where the man's body is moving for the humping
of
the bumping.
Yeah, silhouette of a pelvis.
Of intercourse, yeah.
Right. Pelvic.
And then he goes, she was my woman.
Wow.
All right, Tom. Don't be so possessive, Tom.
Ownership.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what drove her away.
As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind.
Right.
Just don't watch.
So Tom just sat at the window, just having a good old watch.
Why did I love?
Oh, sorry.
Why did I <Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da>. But I was lost like a slave that no one could free. Then he goes back to the minor.
Right. It's a tough life, isn't it?
At break of day when that man drove away, I was waiting.
Dong, dong, dong.
I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. So, you think he's going to kill the man, right? At break of day, when that man drove away, I was waiting. So he lets him go.
All right.
And then he goes, she stood. They're laughing.
Oh my God. Tom. Jesus. What happened next?
I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more. This song is about first degree murder.
Yeah.
It's about a man who sees his girlfriend, who's driving past his girlfriend's house one night.
Yeah.
And goes, why is her light on? Maybe she's just home.
I'm possessive.
Right.
As well.
And he goes, she was my woman. Right. Yeah. And then he sees the flickering of light.
Yeah.
Of her having an illicit rendezvous.
Yeah.
She's having an illicit rendezvous with another man.
Right.
And then he waits all night.
Mm.
And you think he's going to kill the man. No. Knock, knock on the woman's door. He stabs her.
He's a bit like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. Like, keep her there. And he just goes away.
Oh, do I look funny to you, boyo?
He gets in there.
Do I look funny to you? Hey?
Am I a clown?
Am I a clown? Do I look like a fucking clown? Hey?
I amuse you.
And then he goes, forgive me. Then he just goes, so before they come to break down the door, forgive me, Delilah. I just couldn't take any more. He just couldn't take any more of her shit.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like it was shit to me. It sounds like they broke up. She'd moved on.
Yeah.
So he killed her.
As was her right.
Tom Jones.
And now she's brown bread. And Tom, you're singing that stupid song.
Why, Delilah. And it's got that fucking mariachi trumpet.
Yeah.
Why, Delilah.
Do you think there are arguments about the mariachi bit?
In the studio.
Yeah, you think, you know. I like it. It's just too much garnish. It's a bit like...
I reckon maybe it could have been on the... what's that called? Accordion.
Right.
It could have been any instrument. It could have been electric guitar.
Yeah.
My guess would be that it was around the time that Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass were having all those instrumental hits.
Right.
You know that...
And he wanted a slice. He wanted a slice of that action. Right.
That one.
No.
Never heard that song?
None of what you just did.
It's from Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, an album called Whipped Cream and Other Delights.
Look it up.
Which is maybe, I don't want to show you because this isn't a visual medium, but it might be the greatest album cover of all time.
Can you describe it?
It's a woman covered in whipped cream. But it's from the 60s, so it has that sort of non-sleazy 60s panache. Right.
Like Innocent, in a way.
Well, no, it's a naked woman covered in whipped cream. I think she's wearing a wedding dress and she's covered in whipped cream.
But you can't see anything.
There's no nip. Cream.
Right.
No.
She's turned into a massive chocolate eclair, basically.
Yeah, and just the album's called Whipped Cream and Other Delights.
Right.
But it's really, for such an anodyne act, it was like, poster boys of like middle class America,
mm-hmm.
who sang like with you know, it was all instrumental music.
Okay.
And then they had this like very raunchy album cover.
Right.
So it was, you know.
It's a wrong foot, the demo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Tom Jones killed his girlfriend. have you seen the video of him in the 60s? When he does, I can't remember what the song is, but it's the one where he dances like a sex maniac.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He's doing the song.
His pelvis and he's is like, alive.
This is, Tom Jones in his Elvis era. And he's doing the song and he's like dabbing himself off with a handkerchief. And then he just sees two twin sisters in the audience. He goes, two sisters? I never kissed two sisters.
And then he just starts...
And just goes up
starts
and...
Starts gyrating.
And just necks them.
Great. Oh, really?
Yeah, he makes out with them.
He just goes up and makes out. Proper... Right.
And then, of course, then you get into, then he had all his 90s hits, didn't he?
Well, Sex Bomb.
When he started dyeing his hair.
Well, he started dancing like Tina Turner.
Bomb.
He loved it.
Bomb lyrics.
I like him a lot. He's got this kind of ramrod straight back.
Okay, these are the lyrics of Sex Bomb.
Right.
Oh, baby, yeah. Ooh, yuck. Huh. Listen to this.
Okay.
Spy me on, baby, you satellite. Infrared to see me move through the night.
Right.
Aim, gonna fire, shoot me right. Aim, gonna like the way you fight. And I love the way you fight.
Mm-hmm.
Now you found the secret code I used to wash away my lonely blues well. Not quite rhyming that well. So I can't deny or lie, because you're a sex bomb. You're my sex bomb.
Yeah, once he gets into the chorus, it's
you
kinda,
can give it to me when I need to come along. So, sex bomb,
so
sex
when they were mixing it, they were just Tom, just get to the chorus.
Yeah.
Throwing indefinite articles, it doesn't really need to make sense.
Now, don't get me wrong, I ain't going to do you no harm. Well, that's good to know.
Well, yeah.
That's good to know,
it's always
Tom.
Reassuring for a lady.
It's always
hear.
Nice
that
the woman doesn't feel like you might murder her.
Turn up on a Tinder date. Can I just get this out of the way up front right now? I'm not going to cause you any harm. I just want to get that... crystal clear. Well, why are you leaving?
Hello there, and welcome to the Cyber Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 22nd of February in the year 2017. We've had some guests the last few weeks.
We have. It's just us.
And now it's just back. We're old school.
Back to basics. Yeah.
Back to the original. This is the reboot.
This is...
You know, it's just us hanging out.
No nonsense.
Yeah. No nonsense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. How are you guys doing? How has your week been? Are you having a good week? Are you ready? Springtime is a month away.
Mm.
Springtime, sunshine, birds chirping, eggs are hatching, mating.
Yeah.
You'll probably get dumped. Because, you know...
Why is that?
Because you made it through the hard, cold winter.
You say that every year.
Yeah, but, you know, you mate with someone, you nest in the winter, and then you shed. Yeah. You shed. Then, well, you get
you're
dumped.
You're not a snake.
You get dumped in the springtime, don't you?
Shed your skin.
Anyway, what's going on this week? I joined a gym.
Right. What do you want?
I don't know. Some appreciation.
Okay, so what? You going to the gym? What, you working the abs?
No.
Working the quads?
Nope.
Working the cardio, doing a bit of cardio.
No.
Doing a bit of skippy rope.
Which one's cardio?
Cardio is just anything but weights. Like,
oh, that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Cardio is your heart.
I went to do weights. So I joined a gym for Christmas.
Right.
For Christmas. My dad and my grandma bought me a gym membership.
Yeah, they just thought, you're getting fat.
I mean, I didn't ask for it.
Come on.
I didn't ask for a gym membership.
And maybe it was maybe this will give him focus. Maybe you'll focus on things that we want him to focus on.
I've been every day for 3 weeks.
How do you feel?
Exactly the same. Right. I thought I'd feel more awake.
No?
More fit. Nothing.
No, nothing.
None more fit.
You don't feel more vital?
Nope. So I went, and it said in the disclaimer, it was like, please make sure you do the initiation. You know, where you go in and...
Induction. Not initiation. It's not a religion.
What's an initiation? Initiation would be where they
initiation
hit me in the,
is where they get around...
Where they put hot shoe polish on my ballsack.
Yeah, they get around, they'd circle you and piss on you or something weird. You know, they'd do something like that.
It's like where you join a fraternity.
Yeah.
So I had to go for my induction.
Yeah, where they show you how to jog.
And it said in the thing, it's a...
They show you how to lift things.
It said it's a legal disclaimer. You have to do the induction.
Yeah.
Because they can't be held responsible
for it.
If
you die.
Yeah. So I go to the induction. I book myself in, 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. I go downstairs, and I just see like two really ripped guys showing people around.
Right.
And they gave me, and I wasn't wearing any gym clothes. I was just wearing normal clothes. Mm. And they gave me this look like, oh, are you here for the thing? Mm. And I just went, no, I'm not. No, and just went in the toilet and just stood in the toilet for like 2 minutes.
Why?
Because I was just too scared to do the induction. So I'm just using all the gym gear now without having any idea if I'm using it right.
Right. You just had to collect yourself.
Yeah.
Why did you say no? That's interesting.
I just got scared. I was like, oh, it's real men.
What do you mean then? Gym men aren't real men.
Yeah, they're like, they've got...
Of course they're not.
Yeah, they've got... Their muscles have lines on them and stuff. You know?
Yeah, but you know...
Contours, yeah. Tim. They're ripped.
Yeah, but they're not, they're all a bit cosmetic, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm not denying that.
Do they have like big biceps and tiny heads?
I'm not judging them.
Is that what you're scared
I'm
of?
Just saying I was scared.
What was it? Something in your kind of, you know, lizard brain told you.
Just went alpha they're, men.
They have big arms and tiny heads.
Alpha men,
they
run.
They can break me.
Run.
So you stood in by your urinal.
Yeah.
For a couple of minutes.
And then left.
Looked into yourself in the mirror and went, come on, Josh, you can do this.
Then I went home.
Then you left.
And then I went back to the gym. And then I went. I did all the cardio.
Right.
So I did the running and the bicycle machine, etc. And the rowing machine.
Yep.
And all that stuff. And then decided to go do some weights.
Oh, hello.
Went downstairs to the weights room. Ooh. Same thing happened. Just saw real men doing weights.
Well, weights arenas are difficult because, you know, you stand out if you don't know what you're doing. You know, people are doing their routine. They're doing the bicep curls. They're grunting. They're high-fiving. You kind of wander in, mismatched socks, knees knocking together. Go, and you kind of... Yeah, furtively go up to one of the dumbbells.
Yeah, and just give myself a hernia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got no one to high five.
No.
You know, every now and again you go to the gym, there's these two guys working out, and they're just a millimetre away from fucking each other, but they don't really know it. They're just like, they're so lost in that moment of high-fiving and chest bumping.
Here's a question I have for you about the gym, is that... is it on purpose that the running machines are in front of the cycling machines and stuff? So right. While you're on the bike, you just look at bums. Is that intentional?
Well, you mean on the jogging machine you're looking at bums.
What did I say? When on the bike? On the bike,
yeah.
Just like, you know, just trying to get through it.
Yeah.
And there's just like, in front of me is all the running machines.
Right.
So there's just loads of bums.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's intentional. Whether they've done that so it's like sort of carrot, you know, like a horse chasing a carrot.
Well, what, chasing
do you know
us?
What I mean?
Why would you be chasing a mouse?
Because I looked to my right,
right
while I was on the exercise bike and every man was just like staring at the bums.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like women are smart in the gym. They take magazines in. I've noticed that they do a lot of reading. They do other things.
Listen to a podcast such as this?
This one.
Yeah.
No, but they'll do other things. They'll be watching things on their phones, like reading books.
Yeah.
While they're on the cross.
Yep. Trainer.
And then guys are just looking at bums.
If you're in the gym listening to this podcast, look at an ass for now.
look around.
Well, it's 'cause, well, they angle all this stuff, all the machines for the screens, don't they? So you can like watch CNN and see Trump say something else.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
But maybe this week, just look up. Change your heart, look around you. Look at a bum bum on a running machine.
Right. You're looking good. You're looking good anyway.
I'm asking you a question.
What?
Is that intentional?
What, they angle? No, it's not, at least not conscious. I don't think they angle it specifically so you can perv at arses.
That's what I think. But it seems very intentional in that gym.
No, it's for screens. So you can watch The News or watch Neighbours or watch Deal or No Deal or watch Cash in the Attic.
That's right.
So, you know.
So anyway, what happened in real life this week in the news? Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Nearly crashed a plane.
He almost crashed his plane into a commercial jet.
Well, no, he landed on the taxiing runway.
Oh, really?
He landed on the wrong runway.
But he almost hit...
He's an old man.
He almost hit a commercial jet, though.
But he's older than the president, isn't he? He's like 74.
He landed it, didn't realise, just walked across the...
Just got out.
Grab his beep, fucking...
Locked the plane. Beep, beep.
Just the people up in air traffic control tower just looking at him going, what walking the back fuck to his are car. You doing, Han Solo?
Is he... he's just getting old, isn't he?
Yeah, he's getting old. Getting old. But no one's going to go... You're never going to go up to Harrison Ford and go, do you know what, mate? Maybe don't fly your plane.
What was it? A little Cessna?
Probably a little Cessna.
Harrison Ford nearly crashed a plane. They're cloning a woolly mammoth. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They're reanimating a woolly mammoth.
Like Jurassic Park.
Basically, a woolly mammoth is a hairy elephant.
There's better things to clone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that one had its chance. Bring Elvis back.
What do you mean, that one had its chance?
Like, the woolly mammoth had its minute, and it didn't survive, because it was stupid.
Right.
Because it was an elephant with fur.
Yeah.
They don't deserve to be alive, with their stupid tusks, their weird fur coats.
Mm-hmm.
They're always found in these icicles.
What?
Aren't they?
Woolly mammoths are found in icicles.
You know, in big blocks of ice.
Big icicles?
Yeah.
A spike of ice?
No, like a big block of ice. Yeah, they're always found in those.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're living in a cold climate. Just go somewhere hot.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Put it this way,
move
Josh.
Somewhere hot.
Put it this way, if humanity went extinct and suddenly they reanimated you, like, and by there I mean a world full of woolly mammoths, and they're just, you're reanimated, you're the only human alive, suddenly you're alive in a lab, and there's like woolly mammoths in white coats looking at you through glass.
Yeah.
Would you want that to happen?
Well, you wouldn't be reanimated, wouldn't you? They'd bring you up from birth. They're not finding a big woolly mammoth.
Okay.
And giving it a shot of adrenaline like Pulp Fiction, like it's OD'd.
Well, okay, right.
It's just that guy. What's the name of the guy? Eric.
Yeah.
Eric
Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz standing over a woolly mammoth carcass with a dripping syringe.
Well maybe. But what
John
if that
Travolta sits at the side going, no, don't.
Okay.
Go reanimate the mammoth. That's how he talks, isn't it?
John Travolta.
Yeah, I fly aeroplanes. Hey, I was a local talking. Yeah. Now I like Scientology. Hey. Look at me dance, huh? That guy.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
No, it's not like that.
Does Donald Trump's reactions to stuff, he kind of reminds me of my granddad in a lot of ways.
Okay.
I don't see him as a leader, as like a figurehead. I feel like whenever Trump's giving a speech, he says, he has the speech in front of him, and then he kind of ad-libs over it. Have you noticed?
Yeah, he riffs.
Every speech, it's like someone has given him the speech and gone, Mr. President, just go out and read this. It says, I'm going to put money into education and the schools are going to be great again. Just say that. And he goes out and goes, I'm going to put money into education, so much money, a lot of money, and the schools are going to be great, great schools. I've seen the schools in this country, too many Muslims. And he just like, I feel like he riffs over the speeches.
Starts going off piece to bit.
Yeah. He loves an ad-lib. He does, he's ad-libbing.
Well,
and you can see him thinking it, because he does this thing where he looks to the side, he looks up and to the side.
And he pouts.
Back and to the left. He looks up and to the side.
Yeah.
And he goes, the electoral votes, I had the greatest votes since Ronald Reagan, and just names a president.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
And then CNN reporter pops up, as what you're referring to. Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, and then he goes, sit the fuck down.
Yeah, that's basically his kind of his go-to.
He wants to be a dictator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's not cut out for democracy. He seriously is jealous of dictators around the world.
The Jewish guy who at the press conference last week stood up and went, Mr. Trump, you know, how do you intend to stamp out anti-Semitism in America? And he's like, I see where this question's going. I wanted a nice question.
Yeah.
Sit down.
But he was really clever, that reporter. What he did was he prefaced his question with praise.
Yeah.
So he stood up and went, Mr. President, I know you're not anti-Semitic. He's like, this is great. I know you're not anti-Semitic and that you're like one of your relatives is Jewish and that, you know, you care about him a lot and everything. However, with the recent uptick of violence against Jews in this country, as soon as he started saying that, he was like, sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down. What? Sit the fuck down. You're not nice anymore. You're asking me a real question.
You know, why can't he be more like Trudeau?
Oh, Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau.
Prime Minister of Canada, who every woman wants to bonk.
Do you know that Justin Trudeau insists on everyone who works in the building that he lives in,
yeah,
they all get fresh rose petals. Every woman gets fresh rose petals on their bed every night. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, because it's bullshit.
Did you know that Justin Trudeau,
yeah,
insists on having one day a week where he just sits everyone in a circle, yeah, and just asks them about their feelings,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and asks if how he can improve, yeah, himself and improve the living environment,
yeah,
for him and his staff? Did, yeah, you know that?
No, I didn't. Did you know that Trudeau has a no shoes day? Where people just don't wear shoes.
Do you know that Justin Trudeau doesn't have casual Friday? He has suit Friday, meaning that the other 6 days of the week are all casual.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Do you know Trudeau just, he works in the canteen of his prime ministerial office,
yeah,
and he actually serves food, mm-hmm, to his staff because he's so egalitarian. Did you know that?
Did you know that Justin Trudeau sleeps in a children's hospital?
Did you know that Trudeau donated his kidneys to medical science? There were two donors. He gave them both away, but they kept him on dialysis for 5 years. Ran for political office, won, got a donor to give him another kidney, and he's alive now.
Did you know that? Did you know that because of his job role, he gets a first-class ticket everywhere he goes,
mm,
but he gives it away,
right,
and just sits in the toilet at the very back of the plane on his own, playing Angry Birds?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Do you know that Justin Trudeau never has a phone charger? Because whenever he gets one, he just gives it to a stranger who needs a phone charger.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Did you know that Trudeau just watches his wife sleep all the time? He suffers sleep deprivation, but it's worth it because he loves her. Did you know that?
Do you know that he strokes her hair?
Did you know that Justin Trudeau is fifth grade acoustic guitar? Did you know that?
Oh, God, I fancy Justin Trudeau.
And he's, I'm very impressed with Trudeau. But he can, on some level, go fuck himself.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes me feel very inadequate.
Do you know what, Justin Trudeau? You're making us all look bad.
Yeah.
This is what you don't understand, right? Is that Trump,
yeah,
makes us two people on this podcast, he makes us look good.
Yeah.
Right? Because we are idiots.
Yeah.
But Trump is more idiot than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then, other people, women, mm-hmm, women don't go, oh, they're two idiots. They go, well, at least they're not Trump.
Yeah.
And you, Trudeau,
yeah,
you just fucking sit down, Trudeau, sit down. Right, unbutton that fucking... Oh, no, it's already unbuttoned because you're so casual, right?
No shoes.
Put your fucking shoes on.
Put your shoes on today. I swear
not
to God.
Not Crocs. Take those Crocs off.
I swear to God, Trudeau, if you don't put your shoes on, good.
Not Converse. We're not going to play basketball. Oh, you got basketball court in your house. You want me to go play basketball with you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it after. Sit down.
No, I don't want to watch Netflix with you. Just
I don't want to put on a fluffy dressing gown and watch Netflix with you after a hot tub session, okay?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
With Trudeau. I'd watch that show. You're making us all look bad. That's what Trudeau doesn't realise.
Mm-hmm.
Is that every woman is... They're gushing over you. And you're making us look like pigs.
Yeah.
Okay? No, I don't know about quantum physics. No, mm-hmm, I don't run a country. No, I didn't outpower Donald Trump in a handshake.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can't do those things.
No.
So just go easy. Just say something bad this week, please. Right. Please, Trudeau. I know you listen to the show, Trudeau.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, shall we do the letters?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's take a short break here and see if there's any adverts. Do you know what we were advertising last week?
No. What?
You could own a BMW from $389 a month.
All right.
Why are there so many executive cars?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Executive saloons advertising on this podcast.
Well, you know.
I don't get it.
We're kind of,
kind of a big deal.
Our demo is aspiring.
All right, we're going to take a short break here, and then we'll come back with some letters.
There it goes. There it is. Yes.
buy that. So every week you can write into the show, EBP at excitableboypodcast.co.uk. Any problems that you might be having, we are your digital... I hate saying this. Just write in. It's problem pages.
It's problems.
It's problem letters.
Write in. We're your agony uncles.
Agony uncles. But cool uncles.
Yeah.
Not creepy ones.
Yeah.
Write into the show, EBP, excitableboypodcast.co.uk. It might be a work-related problem like...
Nice. Okay. You work with a woman called Wendy, and she wants you to come out to work drinks. You don't want to go and have drinks with Wendy, but she was recently bereaved. She was recently bereaved, so everyone wants to go on the work drinks, even though they don't want to, because it's poor form to not go with someone who's been recently bereaved. So at the last moment, you text her and say, "Oh, I'm feeling really sick tonight, I'm just going to have a night in." But you don't do that, do you? You text, and then you go bowling. At the local multiplex. Multiplex, and then you get tagged in a Facebook feed, and she sees you at the multiplex bowling,
hitting a strike.
She knows you're full of shit.
You were hitting a strike.
The whole darn shooting match is on Facebook, and she sees pictures of you fist pumping into the face of a bewildered 5-year-old as you score another strike.
You just kept drinking and then drinking all night. You woke up with your bowling shoes on, and then you had to go back at 11 a.m. to get your shoes back.
And then you have to go to work, and Wendy's very angry at you, and you're not very popular in the office. Please write into the show. It didn't work out for him.
Might be a relationship problem, like...
You go on a date with a girl called Nancy. You go to a nice eatery. She gets a little bit racist, but you think she's being ironic. She goes, "Do you want to come back to mine?" You go, "Hells yeah."
Yeah.
"It's been a while."
"Oh, Carlon." "Well."
So you go back to hers, and when you open the door, you see swastikas all over her flat. Oh, she wasn't being ironic. She really does hate most races. She has the swastikas, and it's ruined everything. Ruined everything. She's a massive fascist.
Well, maybe you're having a sex problem, like...
Feel subconscious about your balls. There you go.
I have been told by our legal department to say that we are not trained advice givers, and any advice that we do give should be taken in jest.
Good.
First letter. Frenchman date. Dear EBP, I went on a date with a Frenchman I met on a dating app a few weeks ago. This isn't a problem as such, but I do need some advice. She's capitalised a lot of letters in this.
Right.
I will never see him again because he is too French.
Right.
On our date...
Okay, you're flirting.
On our date, he kept his scarf and sunglasses on in the pub.
Right.
And he told me he wanted to make love to me within about 9 minutes. And yes, you guessed it, he recited poetry to me.
Right.
Naturally, the day ended and nothing happened, but he's been pestering me all week. I feel like he's kind of made me racist against French men, haha. Anyway, my question is, should I tell him how much of a cliche he is and that his shtick in this country won't get him very far, or do I let him live on in his happy ignorance? Thanks, love the show, saw the Kenneths in Edinburgh.
Oh no, do tell him. Yeah, you gotta tell
him. No, you can't do that.
You gotta prick his pomposity. Do it.
Prick his pomposity.
No, because also it's not, you know, it's not nationality specific, is it? He's just a dickhead.
Listen,
it's just like, there are dickheads of all.
Yeah, he's not a dick because he's French.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
He's just a massive, honking dick.
Yeah.
Who thinks, wears his scarf and shades indoors and
then recites poetry. The French men love a scarf. The French love a scarf. Those Parisian men that all think they're... Because Serge Gainsbourg hasn't.
Yeah, it's just a fraud. He's just cracking out the poetry. Things aren't... I'll do this.
They think they can get away with fucking being, you know, Serge or Jim. You don't understand that loving a beautiful woman is like making love to a flower in the springtime as a rain falls on Saturn's mist. You don't know.
This guy would just stop at nothing to just, you know, he's just trying to pick the sex lock. And he's just throwing poetry at it.
Okay.
He's throwing all sorts of stupid shit at it.
Okay, so
a couple
of years ago, I was doing a gig in Paris, right?
And Paris! Le Trianon, non Paris. It played my concert in Paris.
Right.
And after the show, we all went to Nicholas's house for a bottle of hard wine.
Yeah, good. So far, so
French. A bottle of Morn Chateau Pape de Neuf Neuf de Pape, 1995.
Right? So we all went around Nicholas's house, and I knew this French girl, right?
Yeah.
Who I'd met the time before, and I asked her out, and I was like, oh, I'm playing a gig. Do you want to come to the show? And she went, yes, it would be very nice. And because she had the voice of a 50-year-old French man.
Yeah, yeah. It was a 50-year-old French man dressed up as a woman. Yeah.
Like two people in a coat, in a trench coat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes, that would be very nice.
Let me apply my lipstick.
I will come around your house after the concert and we can make a little in the bedroom because that's the only legal room we can do it in.
Yeah. Right? So, we're hanging out. I'm trying not to say her name. Fuck it, who cares? She's not going to listen to this. Maria, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It was years ago. Years ago.
So French Maria.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, do you want to come around? We go on, and after the gig, right, we meet up. She didn't come to the gig. And we go back to Nicholas's house. And I was really trying hard to like, to kind of, I really liked this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like really fancied her. Mm-hmm. Right. And then this French guy walked in like a polo neck. With a fucking scarf on.
Yeah, with a faraway look in his eyes, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, smoking a Gouloir.
Yeah, Gouloir, just like looking disillusioned, just like he's just come like 2 seconds
who
ago.
Who was a musician?
He's morose.
And I later found out that he's like quite a famous French musician whose music's very like sexy, right? And honest to God, this is honestly what happened, right? He sits down, I'm sitting next to to Maria on the sofa, and then, I don't know, let's call him Pierre. Sits down, Jean-Paul. Let's call him Jean-Paul. Jean-Claude. Let's call him Jean-Claude. Like in the French school textbooks. Jean-Claude, où est le chewing-gum, Jean-Claude? So Jean-Claude sits down. So Maria's in the middle. And he leans over to me and goes, would you pass me that bottle of red wine? And I was like, oh yeah. And I looked to my left, away from them.
Mm-hmm.
I went, there isn't any red wine. Oh, I'll go get him some from the kitchen. Came back, and they were getting off with each other. He managed to like pull her in like 25 seconds.
Well, he obviously
do you know what?
Has...
I think tell the guy that you went on the date with.
Why not? You tell him. You
know,
like,
just retribution. List
and do it in bullet points. Just say, okay, point one, you wore your chaise indoors like a douche. Point two, you wore your scarf incongruously because it was warm inside. Point three, what was the third thing you did?
Recited poetry.
Point three, you said you wanted to fuck me after 9 minutes, and then you started hitting me with poetry to soften me up.
Yeah. Who the fuck reads poetry on a date? Who's doing that?
I fall upon the thorns of laugh, I bled.
Let's fuck. Yeah.
I think maybe call him on it. You've changed my mind.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Why not? What's she got to lose? He might actually come back at her with something honest and endearing, or...
He'll be inspired to write a poem.
Yeah. Yeah. Or get him to write you a poem.
Yeah.
And then send it in, and then we can read it.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Next letter. This is called Ex-Student. Dear EBP, when I was 23 and a newly qualified teacher, I taught a summer class to A-level students. A-level is the... What's that? 18? 17, 18?
Yeah.
Now I'm 30, and last week I bumped into an old student. He's 25 now and a total babe. He added me on FB the next day, and we've been messaging back and forth. I won't lie. I really want to date him. Should I? Is that immoral?
No.
Next letter.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong? You know. It's kind of cool, right? You know what I mean? You taught that dynamic.
Yeah, and also when you met him, he was 17. Nah, it's a bit weird.
Why?
17's...
He's 25 now. He's full of pep.
Yeah,
he has... He's his own man. He's been around. Come on.
Yeah, 25.
It's not a cradle-snatching move.
30 and 25 is fine.
There's no gap at all. But go then, for it. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may.
Yeah, and other phrases, you know? It's like William Shakespeare said.
Get on the D train.
If he was...
It's like William Shakespeare said.
Get on the D train.
Get on the D train.
All the way to Yesville.
I prithee.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're making a gesture, like throwing the problem away.
Well, it's passed across my desk. I've glanced at it momentarily, put my greeting glasses on, gone, no, that's not an issue.
Yeah.
Stamped it with my big rubber stamp, put it in the pile saying, solved.
If this was an executive order, Trump wouldn't even read it.
He wouldn't read it.
You know, he'd just sign it, show it to everyone,
yeah.
Move on with his day.
There'd be more race hate in it than the one that we're proposing.
Yes.
You know, he would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he have a makeup artist? Does Trump have someone who makes his face orange in
I'm
the morning?
Sure. Yeah.
But why has no one said to him, like, dude, what's up with the orange face?
Do you think he, you know, every time he goes into his makeup trailer, he goes, make me look like this, and just has a picture of an orange.
Pac-Man.
Yeah, no, he's not even, like, trying to look like anything else apart from fruit.
Dear EBP, for the last 3 months, I have been seeing this girl. She's in every way the girl of my dreams. She's funny, she's cute, she has a great job, what she does inspires me, and I really can see this girl being the girl I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. The only problem is, her feet stink. They smell absolutely terrible. When she takes her shoes off at the end of the day, I have to leave the room to stop myself from gagging.
Oh,
I've started making up rules in the house, like, oh, take your shoes off at the door, so that she doesn't bring the smell into my bedroom. I'm in a really difficult situation because I really like this girl and I think I could marry her, but I just can't get over how bad her feet smell. What should I do?
Well, take her aside, go, sweetheart, cook her a nice meal, and then, you know, have a lovely evening, and then right at the end, hit her with some truth.
Truth bomb.
Just go, did you enjoy the creme brulee? Yeah, I loved it, baby. Do you enjoy the wine? Great. I can't believe you cooked for me, that's so nice. I know. You're feasting. What? What do you mean? Your feet really stink. We need to sort it out. Your feet stink. I love you, but your feet stink.
There's different types of foot odour, isn't there? Odour.
Well, what do you mean there are different types? It's just odour, right?
No, there's different types. So there's like people whose feet smell.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
There's like different types of foot smell. There's like cheese.
Right.
You know, like cheese, hot cheese puffs. Mm-hmm. But then there's like the sweaty smell.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes people's feet smell because they don't wear socks.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes their feet just smell because they just smell. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's different types. Maybe if she's wearing trainers and no socks, you could just say to her, hey, why don't you wear socks? And then be like, hey, I bought you 400 pairs of socks.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, why'd you buy me 400 pairs of socks?
Because your feet stink.
No, because I love you. Because well, I love you, and it's the winter,
right?
And I'm worried that you're going to get hyperthermia,
right?
Which is the thing. It's a thing. It's a thing. Calm
why
down.
Would you try? Why would you avoid it? I would just go listen.
Confront it foot on.
Yeah, foot on. Just go listen. I don't know if you know this, but your feet stink like a sewer, and I need you to sort it out. Otherwise, I will stop washing my balls.
You can't do that.
Well, if it goes to the mattresses, you could possibly pull that one out. But no, I would actually, in a nice way, say, listen, I really love you, but this is a problem. Can I help you with it? Do you notice it? You know, it's a problem for me. So, like, I'll help you. I'll get some odor eaters. You know, that stuff that goes in your shoes.
Yeah,
and
but
we can do that. And like, and
dude,
you know,
some people see odor as like, some people are like, this is me.
No,
you know,
no,
like,
yeah,
you know, sometimes when you go around someone's house and you know, if you go and look to a house to buy it,
right,
and they haven't cleaned the house, they have this like, this
arrogance,
this thing that's like, this is us, take us as we are,
right?
You know, some people are like, this is the natural smell of a human, and the natural smell is beautiful. No, I guess it's not, because it's just stinky sweat.
Well, you can have like a messy house, but like if you're in a relationship with someone and you love the other person, it's supremely arrogant to go, well, you must adjust to my smelly feet. No, of course not. It's you should have a good level of hygiene. No excuse. And no one's obviously told her. And it's weird that she hasn't noticed it. And if she has noticed it and doesn't care, that's a terrible thing. But if she hasn't noticed it, then you can break it to her gently and she'll probably be go, oh God, baby, I didn't know that. But if someone gets defensive and goes, well, oh, okay, well, it's not a judgment on her. It's not about her as a person. Do you know what I mean? It's just, you're just kind of going, this is something, you know, and you could cite things about you that are unappealing. That's a classic. Just go, look, I know I do this.
I know I'm racist.
I snore, and that's horrible, but I will do things, take steps to help it, and this is a similar ballpark, baby. Then you moonwalk out of the room. Go, your feet stink.
Nothing says I love you quite like sneaking odour, eating insoles into your lover's shoes. When she gets up to go to the bathroom, put some odour eating insoles inside her trainer. When she comes back and says, what are you doing in my shoes? Say they're there to help your posture, cause I've noticed that you look uncomfortable when you're walking, but in reality, you snuck some odour eating insoles in her shoes. Because her feet fucking stink, because her feet really smell, because it smells like someone opened up a bag of Cheetos and then put them round her feet, and then she walks around with Cheetos in her feet all day, because she's got smelly feet, because she's trotting
shit,
too much.
I didn't notice because your feet smell so much. You trotting shit, I didn't notice because your feet smell so much.
It's making me gag, 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 it's making me gag. Sort your fucking feet out, it's making me gag. I'm gonna stop washing my balls, I'm gonna stop washing my face, I'm gonna stop washing my feet too.
I'm gonna rub fish all over my body and stand over you while you sleep. If you don't sort out your fucking feet, your feet smell a lot.
Sort out your fucking feet, sort out your feet, sort out your fucking feet, sort out your feet, sort out your feet, sort out your fucking feet. Cause I love you, yes I love you, don't think this is coming from a bad place, I actually do love you a lot. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you and I wanna marry you, but I can't be with someone whose feet smell. That's it for the show, join us next week for more nothing. Go on iTunes, please leave a review. Please write some stars. Write some stars. Please leave some stars.
Leave them.
Say something nice.
Leave the stars alone.
Excitable Boy Podcast. Search that on iTunes or search that on your podcast app.
Yeah.
Leave us a nice review and tell your friends about the show. Here comes the theme tune. Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.